WCHV time, 8:54. Our friend Tracy Goss is here from the UVA Cancer Center, our Caring Beyond Cancer Center. You look very perky this morning, don't you? You know, it's a, I don't know if it's the fact that the coffee has been sitting on the burner since 5 a.m. and
it's
taking on the impact of roofing tar, but I appreciate it. And you have a program called DignaCap. Explain what that is. I mean, I think the name implies certain things at the Cancer Center. What's going on with that?
Right. So it's a relatively long standing treatment that they've had available, but this particular brand, DignaCap, is a scalp cooling cap that is for patients who are undergoing chemotherapy and run the risk of losing their hair through that. And as we know, with some patients, when they go through chemotherapy, that hair loss is permanent. So this scalp cooling cap has been shown through many trials, and this is FDA approved. It shows that the way it cools the scalp doesn't allow the medication to penetrate the hair follicles. So patients will still lose some hair, but many patients retain a majority of their hair, and to the to other people, it looks like a full head of hair.
Five years too late for me.
I know.
And believe me, my children are still traumatized by the fact of how much I looked like Voldemort during that period of time. But this is a neat process, and certainly, you know, beating cancer is the preeminent goal.
Right.
But it is, having gone through it, you don't realize when people see you if you've lost all your hair, and I've lost my eyebrows and my eyelashes, and people, it brings them to a place where they come to you and and you're like, listen, everything's fine.
Yeah.
I'm going through chemo.
I'm just beating
it, you know, and that's okay. And it's because it's a dramatic look,
right,
for folks. So that's very neat. And people can get these through the Cancer Center?
Right. So we're the only area, or we're the only institution at this point in Virginia that offers this service. It is not, unfortunately, at this time covered by insurance. So there is an out-of-pocket fee attached to it. And that can vary as a total because you have to wear it every time that you get an infusion. So
you only have to wear it when you're getting the infusion. I thought it was something you wore frequently, like to bed or anything like that.
No, you have to let it cool about 30 minutes before you start your infusion, and then you wear it through the infusion, and then for up to 2 to 4 hours afterwards to make sure that the scalp retains that temperature.
I'm sort of fascinated by the science behind it as well. So it's the chemotherapy treatments, heat up the hair follicles, and that's what causes the hair loss?
And so they've discovered over kind of the course of history, I think scalp cooling has been around since the 70s.
Okay.
But typically they were using kind of dry ice, and they had to keep changing it out, and they weren't sure if they had maintained an adequate temperature. So we know with the DignaCap, we have the patients, they're hooked up to a cooling machine the entire time. They can take 8-minute breaks, up to 8 minutes, and that's it. And then they have to come back and be attached to it. But it maintains that required temperature throughout their entire treatment.
That's actually awesome. Yeah. You know, it's an awesome thing. But this is something you would have to ask your oncologist about that?
Right. It's the best thing is to have a conversation with your oncologist. There are certain chemotherapies that this is not as effective with than others. They would be able to give you a good idea as to what they think, how effective it would be for that particular patient.
DignaCap. Now, if somebody was to start like a nonprofit foundation, like through, and endowed so that folks on that economics, as you said, not covered by traditional insurance, or certainly not Medicare, Medicaid. That would be a great thing if somebody was looking for a nonprofit kind of thing to start at some point with your big tax refund there. It would be awesome. Thank you so much, Tracy. There's something for you at the barbecue. Instead of talking about Supreme Court nominees, talk about the DignaCap.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's cancer.uvahealth.com.
That's right.
Go there and check out the DignaCap, and talk about this amongst yourselves. We know you're more creative than I am. Come up with somebody out there is thinking, that would be an interesting nonprofit to help fund, just like we do for the Flourish Boutique and things like that.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you for coming on out and visiting with us out at the Chamber Veterans Appreciation Breakfast. I thank you to even the folks in San Francisco who are listening online. Thank you for emailing me. Listen, I don't mind the debate. Let's have a debate. But until tomorrow morning, for Albert to Albert. Wake up, Albert. So long, and thanks for all the fish.